I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Utah Jazz is boosting the number of fans who can be let in for playoff games. Up to 13,000 people can attend, but masks are still a firm requirement. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, one man is dead, a firefighter injured in a house fire in Bountiful this morning. The home is considered a total loss. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have a crash in Utah County westbound Pioneer Crossing at 1700 West. It's been blocking a left lane of traffic. And for Davis County drivers, you are still going to see a bogged down drive with delays northbound I-15 Farmington through Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Still warm, but a little more active weather for the weekend. I'm Brett Benson.
It's 83 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
There are a lot of questions a day after the CDC said vaccinated Americans don't need to wear masks in most public places. Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
The science has really informed us, evolving science even just over the last 2 weeks, that these vaccines are working the same in our cohorts, in our populations, and in the real world as they did in clinical trials.
Walensky says she's cautiously optimistic about the nation reopening this summer. Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney says losing her House Republican leadership post won't keep her from speaking out on what she thinks is wrong with her party.
I think the issue really is Donald Trump, and it really is the party, and whether we're going to be a party that's based on the truth.
Cheney speaking to ABC's Jonathan Carl. House Republicans elected New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik to replace Cheney as conference chair. Gas is still hard to come by in many East Coast states a week after a cyber attack shut down a major fuel pipeline. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. This week, it's the state finals for high school esports in Utah. And Provo High School is showing it's much more than just playing video games. It's also building their own computers, earning scholarships, and finding community together. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more in this week's Heart of Utah.
Wearing their team jerseys and headsets, these teenagers are gaming on computers they built themselves at Provo High School. Alex Montano is on the Smash Brothers team.
This is the esports lab that we've been trying so hard to get, and it's amazing.
Matthew Cook plays Rocket League.
Having this lab here is a lot easier now that we don't have to travel.
Provo High was one of 25 winners nationwide to get the equipment from Generation Esports.
We are athletes for the 21st century.
Tori Norman is the esports advisor at Provo High School.
From the very beginning, as I talked and dreamed this idea up with my principal, we decided basketball has a gymnasium, football has their field. We want to have a field where we can play that belongs to us.
Norman continues to dream big. He'd like to see broadcast students be involved in streaming and broadcasting the games. He thinks other classes could use this equipment by crossing their academic subjects with video gaming. And he knows the future of esports is huge across the nation and in college campuses.
Recruiters are watching our local games. If you win the state title, that whole team gets a scholarship that's valid for any college in Utah. That's what we're trying to vie for.
Norman says they've got 35 students on the roster right now. Next year, it could hit 60.
It's amazing to me as we were looking through our rosters and how many of our students are students with different kinds of learning disabilities. How many of our students are on the autism spectrum? So many of these students struggle to feel like they fit in places, struggle to make friends. This is a group of kids that never felt like they fit in anywhere else. And I had a student that approached me. He had a less than 1.0 GPA. He was sloughing most of his classes. He was not on track nor interested in graduating. We created some agreements with him that he had to bring his grades up. And if not, he'd be benched for the competitive season. And in one quarter, one term, he went from less than a 1.0 to a 3.5 GPA. The next year, he started taking concurrent enrollment classes. He graduated and went on to college. And it was all because he wanted to play video games. And we've seen that happen over and over within our our organization.
He says it's time to embrace the future.
There's a whole world of careers enveloped around video games, and this computer lab right here is going to help us do that.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
To see video of the team and other Heart of Utah stories, go to KSLNewsRadio.com. KSL News Time, 5:49. Triple team traffic now. The latest. Here's Ricky Meese.
We're seeing big improvements from earlier delays on the south belt of I-215. Now it's still just a little bogged down eastbound between I-15 to just past State. Southbound I-15 delays continue 4500 to 90th South. Northbound I-15 heavy and a little slow from about 3900 South to downtown. Michelle?
Well, we have this crash. This is westbound Pioneer Crossing at 1700 West. The left lane is blocked. You're going to see delays both directions in the area. For drivers southbound I-15, picking the delays up at Pioneer Crossing, heading on into Linden. And for those that are over in Tooele County, a little slowdown as you're making your way southbound SR36 into Tooele. Steve?
Well, northbound 15 crash-free with good speeds leaving downtown Salt Lake City, rolling into Davis County this evening. Got slow-and-go traffic left over there from Shepherd Lane in Kaysville up to Antelope Drive. Slowdowns on the southbound side too, 31st Street in Ogden down into Sunset, and northbound 89 actually thinning out a bit, but some leftover slowdowns in Fruit Heights. Also at Cherry Lane and from SR-193 up to I-84. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Now your 7-day forecast. Listen, here's Brett Benson.
We're going to keep it pretty warm this weekend. Temperatures will remain in the low 80s on Saturday and Sunday here along the Wasatch Front. Isolated thunderstorms are possible both afternoons, but mainly on Sunday. A little better chance. And also Monday afternoon, some isolated thunderstorms possible as well. 80 and partly cloudy on Tuesday. Increasing clouds on Wednesday. Another chance of storms by Thursday with a fairly strong cold front. Temperatures in the mid-60s Thursday and Friday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
It's 83 degrees in Salt Lake City on Friday night.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Using the latest technology of hair and saliva sampling to customize their weight loss program, NJ Diet contractually guarantees that you will shed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. NJ Diet is a hormone detoxification system that evaluates and targets each individual person's needs, then balances hormones where the side effect is weight loss. First, they use hair and saliva samples, along with NJ Diet's bioenergetic scans, which allows the doctors to customize the natural process with laser-like precision. NJ Diet then uses your DNA information to determine your ideal weight, workout regimen, and specific needs for essential vitamins, as well as giving you at least 10 specific ways to eat to maintain the weight loss. NJ Diet is all natural, no shots, hormones, or surgery. Available from home with live online video consultations or a location in Salt Lake City at Sugar House Center. Lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days, contractually guaranteed. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET. That's 855-5-NJ-DIET or log on to NJDiet.com to lose the weight for good.
The following 60 seconds are brought to you by Paris RV and is meant for outdoor enthusiasts and endorsed by doctors. Kinda.
Now is the time to make big plans for your summer vacation, and numerous big summer camping vacays are just what Paris RV and the doctor ordered.
Just be relaxed. Just be cool.
Thank you, doctor. I mean, former doctor and the hangover actor, Ken Jeong.
Yes, camping this summer in a sweet, cozy RV is exactly what you and your family need. And right now at Paris RV, you can do it in style. Check out these sweet deals. Get the 2021 Gulfstream 197 BH Bunkhouse for only $19,995 or $219 a month, zero down. Or the 2021 Puma 257 RESS fifth wheel for only $33,995 or $329 a month, zero down. Or step up into the 2021 BT Cruiser 5210 motorhome for only $72,995 or $519 a month, zero down.
If you want a super low price, you come see me at Paris RV.
Hi, Doug Wright, and I want to talk to the folks out there who have been thinking about buying an IntelliBed. And maybe you've even been in the stores and you've looked at the IntelliBed and you're just that close. This is the time. If you're looking for the IntelliBed, the best bed you can buy, the bed that we have loved in our home now for not just years but decades, the Memorial Day sale is underway right now in your IntelliBed stores. And here's what you get. a free state-of-the-art adjustable base. Now, that's a value up to $2,000. That comes absolutely free with the purchase of an IntelliBed Signature Collection King or Queen mattress. You know you've been wanting an IntelliBed. It's the gel matrix that makes all the difference. The only bed that is both firm and soft. This is the time. Get into your IntelliBed store, Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, Riverdale, Logan, and of course you can also call and talk to one of their sleep specialists at 888-435-2339.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. At least one Vegas casino is telling vaccinated guests and employees they can take their masks off. The Wynn says 91% of its workforce has already gotten vaccinated. KSL Drives, the global computer chip shortage appears to be slowing, but the impact is still going to be huge. Industry analysts expect a total loss of about $110 billion in sales this year. Greece is ready to welcome back tourists. The country's government is expecting a very busy summer. And on Wall Street today, the Dow jumped 360 points to 34,382. The S&P added 61 points. The NASDAQ gained 2.25%, up 304 points. KSL News Time 5:55. A Colorado man recently charged with killing his wife is now also charged with voter fraud. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Barry Morphew is now not just charged with killing his wife, who has been missing for a year, her body still not found, but he's also now charged with casting a fraudulent vote for Donald Trump in his wife's name while she was missing. FBI agents say in court documents that Morphew told them he thought that would give Trump another vote and that he figured the other side was cheating. Plus, he knew his wife would have voted for Trump, even though police contend she was already dead when the vote was cast by Barry Morphew. Alex Stone, ABC News.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.